Radio 1310 The Ticket says, don't be so stuffy with your hubby. Sign up now at theticket.com for the second annual Junior Miller Tour Defense Bike Rally. Saturday, August 7th at the Cliffs Resort. Brought to you by Wheels in Motion, Reebok, and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
So we will be at the Firewater Bar and Grill tomorrow in North Dallas, or actually just Dallas, I guess. You can register to win ticket t-shirts. We'll also be giving away a love sack. This is located at 35 and Northwest Highway between Cowboys Red River and the Grand Theater. We will be in superhero costumes, and when I say we, I mean everybody, not just proper, but everybody will be out there. Everybody who's got a superhero costume will be out there.
And we encourage the P1s to wear their superhero costume.
Right. Sure.
We can make this a costume party, Runs. We need a Robin.
We will have a couple of very foxy ticket chicks on hand. And we will have a performance by Little Petty Theft thereafter. So join us at the Firewater Bar and Grill tomorrow from 3 until 7. Are we going to do this here, or are we going to got something else, or what?
Community quick hits?
Well, yeah, it's...
I mean, we have like a minute.
Everybody likes them.
You know?
Well, no, that's not what I've heard.
What?
I heard 20 people like
Yes. 20 people like community quick hits.
I'll tell you what, let's play the theme and see how many people like them today.
Okay.
70 people like
them. Oh, 70. 70. Hey, the ratings are going up.
Community quick hits.
Listen close.
30 people.
Oh, they're down again.
Community quick hits.
About like the stock market. You never
community
know.
Community quick hits. Community quick hits.
I'll tell you what we need to do today, or tomorrow. What was going to occupy the community quick hits for today was the circus, because the circus is in town. And we were going to have a little circus talk.
Actually, it's in town every night from 7 to 11.
You know, I thought we were going to get him in here for this.
What does he really have?
I've been riding my bike a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I ride it down by the AAC.
Mm-hmm.
And riding down there the other day when they were moving all those animals around.
Okay, here's the deal. Here's my stance on the circus.
Camels, zebras.
Is it like, you think elephants. It's as good for...
Didn't see any elephants.
By the way, keep those two other animals you mentioned. Is it zoo-like conditions for those traveling animals, or are they caged and they travel and their conditions aren't as good as...
They're caged.
Okay,
they have to
I
be.
Don't like the circus.
They have to be. What else are you going to do to them? What else are you going to keep a wild tiger?
Do you think it's nice to make an elephant stand on one foot while he's balancing a ball or whatever on his trunk, or to make a tiger, you know, do all that crap? It's one thing if it's Siegfried and Roy, where you know those tigers are treated like royalty. Literally.
I bet they're treated pretty well.
You think?
Yeah.
How can they be? The way they travel. Gonna... You know, they're sedated when they travel, I guarantee you. You know?
Yeah, they're probably addicted to dope.
Yeah, probably so. Did you guys go when you were kids? Were you fascinated by the circus?
You bet.
I still am.
Will you go, ever? You probably haven't been in 30 years.
I haven't been in a long time.
I went one time.
But I went back in the 80s a couple times.
Pretty loaded? You coked up?
No, I wasn't loaded. I've never been loaded in my life.
Really?
That circus they bring through here, that
Why don't you have some more
brothers,
of those good peas?
Barnum and Bailey.
Mike? I don't understand that.
What, Greg?
That's a good circus.
Is it?
It's very entertaining. They're very talented people that pull off those stunts, yeah.
Boring.
Well, whatever.
I think the circus is boring.
Man, I kind of agree.
When was the last time you were there?
I took Josh Paul about 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. Boring.
And you thought it was boring?
Yes, jumping through fire and juggling, big deal, seen it.
Well, what jugglers do is impossible.
What just takes a lot to entertain you?
What'd you tell Josh at the time?
I'm pretty jaded, Greg.
Tell him, like, you want to see some real magic, watch me deliver a pizza over in Lake Island.
Yeah, watch me get from Scalini's to McCree Road in 20 minutes.
It's totally rad, kiddo. I just don't think I'm into it, man. The circus, what do you call the ringleader? The
ringmaster.
Ringmaster?
The ringmaster.
No.
That's what Big Dick is.
The ringmaster?
No, he's the hammerer.
Y'all get off Big Dick, okay?
Well, all right, Greg. I hadn't been on it in a while.
Hammer.
Well, why are you always criticizing him?
He's the hamburger helper.
What do you mean?
That was kind of funny, except I don't endorse it.
What nickname you came up for his girlfriend?
Who?
Richards. Because he...
The one that Mike came up with?
Y'all, come on.
I didn't come up with it.
You know what? How many times have I told you that wives and girlfriends are out of bounds?
Mike said because he pounds her into processed meat.
Come on.
I did not.
Listen, I don't get y'all. I mean, you don't talk about people's wives or girlfriends. That's just, that's so wrong. And I've been saying
that
for...
Say that.
I've been saying that for years, and you guys just won't listen to
me. Come on, he's my friend.
Really?
Yes. Eat some more of those good peas.
I don't understand that.
I don't either, but
some
it's
Boston
funny.
Some Boston reference.
It's funny, though. You know, you look ridiculous because you just took off half your uniform. So you're sitting over there in that.
Yeah, you got the pads on.
I know. So stupid, like bodysuit padding.
I can't wait for the P1s to see you tomorrow in your little uniform. Mm-hmm.
What about you, Captain Chaos?
Well, you know what? I look horrible, too.
Man, everybody's got to come out to the Firewater Bar and Grill and see this. This is just too stupid.
Boy, it is stupid.
And, you know, we're encouraging the P1s to wear their own superhero costume.
As a matter of fact, tomorrow, the P1 that shows up with the best superhero costume wins a love sack.
Okay.
We're giving one away tomorrow. We'll get more into that at the start of the show, but just a little...
Sack.
But you know, it's that gigantic, badass beanbag.
We can get together.
That's a shack.
It's a beanbag.
It's that giant beanbag by Seth's desk.
It's the beanbag
of
the aughts.
That Grego farts in.
It's the beanbag of the aughts.
Is that what you do? You roll by there and you just squat down and toot on it?
Fart like a pet monkey. Every chance I get.
Now, the love sack is cool.
It is. I'd like to have one.
I would,
that's
too.
That's where it's at.
If they wanted to give me one for free,
I
wouldn't
that
mind.
Once, and that's
we all got it. It's very dad. It's stupid.
Dad.
I don't care.
All right, so
some more of those good peas.
All right, take a break so I can find out what that means.
One day.
Well, he went to Europe, man.
It has nothing to do with that.
Did you bring back any Euro dollars?
What kind of sleep are you working on over the last week?
Not much.
Like 14 hours for the week?
Probably. Oh, I bet.
About 2 hours a night.
Oh, I bet that did mess with your sleeping habits, didn't it?
God.
How about those comfortable European beds?
Yeah, what was the hotel room like?
Hotel rooms.
The one in London was great. The one in Amsterdam was rather, shall we say, smallish.
Do you have a bidet?
You know, I think they did at the one in London.
What
I
mean,
you mean the water fountain?
I couldn't tell what that thing was for.
The juicer?
But it didn't look like a regular bidet, or at least what I think a bidet must look like. I don't know if I've seen one.
I'm going to ask a dumb question.
Go ahead.
I've seen those bidets before.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They
what
work.
What exactly do they do?
Mm-hmm.
Are they for the male or the female?
Both.
It's for when you
so
make
the, so
poo.
The male guy over there in Europe will just go there and doo-doo, and instead of using toilet paper, he'll just hose himself down?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's for.
It
eliminates a certain kind of
berry
crack fruit that you
enormous
get.
Enormous turd. So instead of just using toilet paper, they'll just squat over that and just hose themselves down.
It works. It's more efficient if you think about it.
You got dingleberries?
You got a
well,
finger.
Yeah, Greg.
I'm not interested in pouring water up my butt.
Well, that's a colonic,
per
se.
Well, you're going to squirt water up your butt no matter what. Have you ever turned one of those things on?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they've got some
I
power.
Know. I know. I'm saying it's more efficient and probably as far as...
I don't want to poo-poo.
I think it's cleaner. I think it's cleaner than toilet paper.
Peanut butter butt.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now. Doing so by
is it like
the
water
lines.
Pig for your taint? Is that basically
that's what
it is?
Yeah. I'm not interested.
And reloading accordingly next year on the ticket.